Hello, I'm Steve.
And I'm Scott.
And you're listening to Clue Records Presents Volume 5. This is the first one of 2014, so Happy New Year to everyone. And Scott, you're all excited about the new year?
No.
No, you look like you're dying, to be honest.
I'm alright, it's just another day, it's just another year, it's just a calendar.
Doesn't matter, does it?
No.
Doesn't matter at all. How positive?
It's all black.
It's all black.
It's all black and bleak.
Lovely. So we'll leave that thought with you as we go into our first song, which is by Susie Blue, and it's called Blue.
Susie Blue with Blue, and that's Blue spelt without an E. So if you want to catch her, it's susieblue.tumblr.com, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/SusieBlueFanClub. Just go and go and check her out.
And that's Susie with a Y, S-U-Z-Y.
Yeah, so I found out about Susie on the, it was when the East Leeds FM were doing the Leeds Music Video Awards, and we had videos for Forever Cult, Alls and Drugs and Narcs. And I went through and looked at all the other videos that were on there, and hers was on there, that for this video. And it's just done around Coal Lane. One of the lines in the song is about Coal Lane, being on Coal Lane. And it's just like done with sort of handheld cameras or little motor camera phones and stuff like that, but it's quite cool, and I just really like the song. So I got in touch with Susie and she sent it over.
Excellent.
So it's her, so yeah, so I think she's got some stuff coming out pretty soon.
Very good, very good. Check all that out. So then, Scott, what are you up to?
Just sniffing, just been sniffing, yeah.
You're doing a lot of sniffing.
If I'm doing that now, I apologise. I'm very conscious of it now, and I will stop that. I'm sorry for sniffing in your ear.
Just in time for your big day tomorrow.
I've got a big day tomorrow.
Big day for Scott tomorrow.
Not really, it's just a birthday.
It's just a birthday. It's not big, is it, Scott?
No, but there's no balloons or banners or...
It's not your birthday yet.
I'm not going to see you tomorrow. So I just thought it'd be nice if you did it now.
Well, I haven't.
Not even a streamer.
There isn't even a streamer.
What's them things called?
There's not even one of them, is there?
What are they?
What are they? I don't know what they're called.
Blower.
Blower. I didn't get any of those party blowers. I didn't get any party blowers. I'm sorry. But
you're not really sorry.
No, I'm not. So it's Scott's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, so I'm going to have some fun.
Dead looking forward to it.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
And then on Saturday, so that's a Tuesday, January 7th, so obviously it'll probably be gone by the time you listen to this. But like, stick it in your diary and that you can remember next year. And send me a belated message. Belated presents are also appreciated.
Yeah.
I'm a good receiver. Or so I'm told. What are you laughing at?
Excellent. Nothing. Nothing. You just like getting presents.
Just like receiving.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go. Yep. So it's Scott's birthday. We've got drinks this weekend.
Yeah, Brew Dunnell, going to the beer festival there, so that'll be alright. So I'll drink some brews.
Drink some brews?
Yeah.
Very good, very good.
Going to be alright.
Yeah, and away tomorrow, but he doesn't know where.
No, I'm not sure.
Surprise.
Yeah.
So,
Going away.
Packed your bag yet?
He's gone away for a long time. No, he hasn't packed his bag yet.
He hasn't packed his bag. Nope. You should tell him to do that.
I will.
He needs to get it done.
I'll do it. I'll tell him when he gets in tonight.
Yeah, you make sure you do.
So yeah, thanks for all the birthday wishes. I can hear them.
They're coming through.
You can feel the joy.
Feel the love for Scott's birthday.
Yeah.
Excellent. Wow, brilliant.
So that's 7th of January. But if you add 20 onto that, what do you get, Steve?
You get 27.
Jesus, that took a while. Seriously though, Steve.
I was trying to think.
Of how you add up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy you a calculator for your birthday.
Yeah.
Starting on an abacus.
Probably. That'd be good actually, yeah.
So on the 27th, so another rather significant day of January, it is the day that Forever Cult released their next single, Sun Trap.
It is.
And it's this is a song we're gonna play in a moment, but I'm gonna tell you a bit about it first. So Suntrap, it's a bit, if you've heard the last EP, Fux, it's not as raw or sort of energetic or punky as that. It's a bit more loose, and it's a bit of a weepy, but not in like a soppy, big strings all over the place, X Factor, this is my story and my journey nonsense.
None of that.
But you'll find out in a minute. And we've done a video for it, which was done in a church, and it's all right. I made it, so that's all I can say. Yeah,
it's very good.
It's coming out on January 27th, and then on the 31st, they will be playing at the Library in Leeds with All Us on Drugs and a couple of other bands. I can't remember the names of whom they are, but you know you're getting bargain when it's Forever Cult and All Us on Drugs on the same bill. And it's part of Independent Venue Week, but I'll tell you more about that on the other side of this song. So let's get into it. This is the wonderful, tender, beautiful, Forever Cult, with the same words said about the song, which is Sun Trap. I get so caught in the sun trap. I've been waiting to get back. I get so lost in the sunset, you know. So that's Forever Cult with Sun Trap. Single it's out on January 27th. And it's going to be a free download, so you can get it for nothing. So just keep an eye on our sites. And on their sites. So it's facebook.com/ForeverCult. And Twitter is slightly different. It's @Forever_Cult. And they've just set up a Tumblr today as well, so if you're on Tumblr, go find them.
Brilliant. Go and check it out. It's brilliant.
So yeah, free download. So yeah, part of Independent Venue Week, that's the launch of it. So it's January 31st at the library with Oils and Drugs. Independent Venue Week is basically it's like Record Store Day, but for gigs and venues and bands and what have you. So I think it's the first year they're doing it. They're doing it throughout the country. It's being backed by people like Radiohead, Frank Turner, PRS, Drowned in Sound, Domino Records, and Forever Cult and Oils and Drugs have been asked to be launch the single and be headliners of the Leeds event. So that's the only event that's taking place in Leeds as part of Independent Venue Week 2014. So that's pretty cool.
That's really good.
So we'll be down there. So make sure you come along and see the gentleman in action.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. Both very good live bands as well, so
yeah,
always entertaining to go and watch.
Yeah, and they've got Oils and Drugs are currently, as we speak, in the studio, Greenmount Studios over in Wakefield, putting together their EP.
Yeah.
So they'll have when they played at the Cockpit in December, they had a ton of new songs, and I'm sure they'll be playing a load of them, as well as the old Super Smash hits. So yeah, come down and see them because they're on the rise at the minute.
Yeah, it'd be great. Good day.
Yeah.
Excellent. All sounding good.
So, what do we do on this show normally? Yeah.
We talk like this.
Yeah.
We play some music.
That's it.
And that pretty much is how it pans out.
Yeah. But what can't we do it without?
What can't we do it without?
Yeah.
We can't do it without songs.
That's probably right.
Because otherwise,
nobody'd listen.
Well, yeah. It'd be pretty dull, wouldn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I'd listen to it.
Just an hour of this?
Yeah. Well, not this.
Not this.
The other stuff that's good. but yeah, so, music.
Yeah.
So I go out and scan and listen, try and listen to as much stuff as possible, but obviously you hear a lot of the same, or there's so much out there you can't reach it all and listen to it all.
Yeah.
So we want people to get in touch, basically, if you've got any tunes or anything like that. If we like them, we'll play them.
Yeah, do that. Sounds good.
We usually play stuff around the Yorkshire, West Yorkshire area, although we've been known to deviate from that. So Susie Blue is Leeds-based, and Forever Cult are sort of Huddersfield Leeds-based. But we've played stuff like last month, Voltage Black, I think he's based, he's definitely southern from the south, but I think it's London. Basically anything south of us is London.
Yeah, pretty much, that's how it works.
But there's like, we will deviate from that, and this is the furthest deviation.
Wow.
That we've had.
That we've done.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
As in a foreign land.
Wow, we're crossing the border.
Yeah.
We're going,
so to speak.
You'd be going, what would we be going by plane if we were to get to this place?
You could go by a ferry,
right?
But it might hit the rocks and capsize.
Well, that's not going to be that good, is it?
Not well. No, it won't. Unless you want to see loads of people playing their last songs and paint a lady nude. And have you not seen the Titanic? Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, I have, but now I'm trying.
Yeah, so
I didn't see where you were going, where you were.
Just dying mush.
Wow.
People like one of your French girls, Steve. It's the line. It's the line. So, yeah, it's Italy, is Italy. Basically. Not where the Titanic was going.
I was going to say, I was trying to work out where you were getting this
that
link.
That was going to great.
But you were just on about the boat, weren't you?
Yeah, cause yeah. And that was the Costa Concordia.
Yeah.
Which crashed on the rocks near Italy.
Right.
Them damn rocks.
Them damn rocks. Wow.
So, yeah, that's how my mind works.
Just excellent. Yeah, that's why I was looking at you a bit weird, to be honest. I was trying to think of the place.
Yeah, no, I'll take neither place.
But then
we hit the rocks.
We hit the rocks.
And then I explain the what Titanic happened on the boat road over. Way, no, but it's a big boat, similar.
Yeah.
And I imagine there was on the Costa Concordia. If rumours are true, the pilot,
the pilot—that's
what they are, basically, isn't it? The
sure.
Top man, the
top man.
What's he called?
Captain.
The driver. Yeah, captain, driver, pilot.
Yeah.
He was not fornicating, but was meddling. Should we
right.
say? Yeah,
okay.
At the time when
right.
he shouldn't have been partying, and that's why it hit the rocks.
Bloody hell. Can't get a captaincy, says, can you?
Well, you can, but they just go and sleep with all the guests and crash the boat.
And crash the boat.
So
I'd go by plane, basically, if I was to go to Italy.
Yeah. Probably. Safer.
Yeah.
Although that's only one boat that's crashed. Yeah, whatever you prefer. Whatever you prefer, really. It's up to you.
Yeah, and do what you want.
Saying all this is just a journey in your mind.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, do you know what I mean? Fly with your own wings of speed. Do you know what I mean? From your arms, like grow feathers from your arms and your mind.
That's pretty philosophical. That. Flap.
Well, it's in your mind that you can do anything you want, can't you?
Do what you need. Excellent. Right. Wow. So we're going to Italy.
We've landed in Italy.
Right. We're there.
We're wet from swimming from the broken.
Yeah.
But we've got that.
But we survived. We survived and we got out.
Yeah. And we find a band called Excuses.
Right. Okay.
So they got in touch with me on Facebook and just said that we've got these tunes, we've heard about Oils and Drugs and Plasters are quite, like, they recognise the shoegaze sound and that, and so they had sort of similar shoegaze tendencies, and they're 19 and they've had 3 EPs.
Wow.
So young and keen.
Prolific.
Like those French girls.
When does this keep coming back to
me? I'm just keeping the metaphor going. I'm not even sure it's a metaphor, it's definitely not. So they sent us some tracks through and I listened to their album and it was good. And so I said I'd play a track. So this is it. It is Excuses. And this is a track from the album called Blown. We'll be right back.
Okay, that was brilliant. That was Excuses with Blown, and you can find them on Facebook, which is facebook.com/excuses, or they've got a Bandcamp as well, which is excuses.bandcamp.com. So thanks very much, guys, for getting in touch.
Yeah.
All the way from Italy.
Yeah, thank you, Pietro.
It's brilliant.
And yeah, keep in touch, man. If you've got more stuff coming out, send it over. Yeah,
especially if they're having 3 EPs already.
Yeah.
They'll be having other stuff in no time, so.
That's from an album as well, so that was like a 11 or 12 track album.
Brilliant. Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well.
Good, good.
So it's just been Christmas.
It has just been Christmas. Yep.
Although.
All happened.
Because Christmas usually commemorates. What is it? What is it about, Stephen?
It's supposed to be about Santa, isn't it?
Stephen, no, it's not about that at all.
It's about Jesus.
That's the one.
Yeah, it is.
But it's it's the birth date.
It is.
Our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And we thank him every day.
We thank him every day, but especially more on December the 25th.
Oh, man, I thanked him that day.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you just thank him all day? Were you?
Oh, yeah. I just kept saying Jesus all day.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like, Jesus. Like, yeah.
Just excellent. Jesus.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
So you sometimes extended it out to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Depending on how you felt.
Yeah, depending on my mood.
Excellent.
But some believe that he was not, in fact, born. I mean, some crazy people believe he wasn't even born.
Well, they're just crazy, though.
Crazy.
They?
Crazy fools.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Heresy. Hearsay.
One of those.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Both of them. Especially the band Hearsay.
Definitely the band Hearsay.
Everyone remembers them.
Yeah, they're the best.
They were definitely born.
They were definitely born, yeah.
Yeah. But then some other crazy people who think that Jesus wasn't, in fact, born on December 25th.
Fucking crazy, aren't they?
And you know when they say that he was born?
I don't know when they say he was born.
January the 7th.
Really?
That's...
Is that actual fact?
It's an actual thing.
Is it?
And when we play the next song, we'll look on the internet web and we'll see, and you will be astounded.
Really?
And you know who else's birthday that is? That's right, it's me, Steve. Oh, yeah, that's right, it's me.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Gosh, really?
So, wow. I mean, I'm not saying anything. But you never see,
did
like...
Did you start these stories on the internet?
No.
No.
They were there before me.
Really?
Before me had internet.
Before me had internet.
Me too. Young to internet. Stories. Inventions.
Wow.
And I'm not saying how, like, I'm not. But it's just... It's funny that you never see me and him in the same room at the same time, isn't it? Don't you think that's funny?
You and Jesus?
Jesus, yeah.
I've never seen Jesus.
In the same room as me, no, you're right.
But, well, that's true.
It's still not disproving my theory, are you?
No, I'm not disproving your theory.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Do you like Superman, go and get changed in...
It's not about what I do, it's about what you do at this point, Steve. It's bowing down.
It's bowing basically. Down, yeah. All right. What if I don't believe? I think he was born on the 25th.
Well, you'll soon find out, won't you?
Voila.
Yeah. When I wield my powers.
A miracle.
And I'm not.
Let's do a miracle.
If it were me, I would wield my powers. But like I said, I'm not saying.
So you're not going to do a miracle?
I'm not. I didn't say that I'm Jesus Christ.
All right, okay. But you asked me to bow down to you.
Yeah. Well, that's
just
something you should be doing
constantly
thumb, yeah.
As you come in the room.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Or well, pass. Or if you just think about me and I'm not even there.
I'm not going to do that.
I know, but you should. I think it'd be funny.
Wow, okay. So why, how does that theory come about then?
I don't know.
Right, you just know it's that day.
I think it could be from people who think it might have happened on that date.
Right.
I think they've said it.
They've just gone, it must be that date.
Yeah.
It wasn't the 25th.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite 12 days after Christmas.
No, it was 30.
So we'll go the day after 12 days of Christmas.
It's not like, no, it's not like that. It's not like, oh yeah, make it up, but it's like, that's just when it happened.
That's just historical fact.
To them. Well, that's a say, isn't it? but we're going to go away and check that and verify.
I need to check this fact.
And find out.
Fact, is it? It's not fact, is it?
This well, you've just said it is, so.
This theory.
You're going to have some either some fans or some people who don't like you. It's claiming that's a fact. I didn't claim anything. I'd just like to put on record that I didn't claim anything
you
about.
Didn't claim anything.
Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, have you not?
No.
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 Never been to Mexico.
Never been to Mexico.
Been to Spain though, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't call him that over there. That's
what I was
going
to say. I didn't think they called him that there.
No, some of the Mexican parts they do.
Mexican parts of Spain.
You've been to a Mexican restaurant.
I have been to a Mexican restaurant.
Did you ask for the Jesus drink?
No.
Oh, okay.
The Jesus drink.
Jesus juice.
No, I've not asked for Jesus juice.
And you've not met Michael Jackson.
I've not met Michael Jackson. No.
You may well do in the next part of this.
Hey.
Well. But I don't know if he'll be caught talking about Jesus juice or Jesus Christ. Shuth. Is that what they say?
Is this nice coming out of you?
A mil.
You are, yeah.
So let's crack on with the song while we find out the facts about when Jesus Christ was born. I'm just going to keep saying that.
That's good.
Next song that we're going to play is by Static Needles, and it's called Give a Damn, and that's all I'll tell you for now, because I'll tell you the rest after.
Brilliant.
Static Needles with Give a Damn. Sites, Steve, what are they?
Facebook.com/Static Needles, or you can go on to their Bandcamp, which is thestaticneedles.bandcamp.com.
And that's currently buy now, name your own price.
It is.
Download. It was produced by our very own Dre from Oilers and Drugs, so he's done a nice job on that. And yeah, they seem to be doing alright at the minute, Static Needles, so I think they've got another couple of bits up on SoundCloud and bits like that, so go and check them out and have a listen.
Excellent, do that.
So January 7th, Steve.
January 7th, well, yeah, so during that time we did look up on Google And apparently, Scott's right. There are various countries that celebrate January 7th as Christmas Day.
Because it's the Orthodox Christmas Day.
They have public holidays in some countries, including Serbia.
Russia.
There's Moldova on
Ukraine.
There.
Ukraine.
Just all the good countries.
It's like a list of the greatest hits of Eurovision.
It really was, actually. Yeah. So some parts there apparently have public holidays on the 7th of January. Yeah. So there'll be people around the world, Scott, celebrating tomorrow. Yeah.
Mazel tov. Maybe not that.
Maybe not that. So there we go.
But yeah, so they'll be raising the glass at the same time as I am, on the same day as I am.
Exactly.
What do you think about that?
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's Illuminati, that.
It's Illuminati.
It's up there and it's all...
You might be subject to Dan Brown book next.
I could be.
You could be.
Maybe I'm writing all Dan Brown books and just... It's like a ghostwriter.
Ghostwriter. Yeah.
Not a ghostwriter, a pseudonym.
Yeah.
One of them.
Pseudonym's better, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. Wow.
Maybe.
Amazing. Who would have known?
And that is possibly a teaser of the plot for the next book.
Right. Could be, couldn't be.
Bit of a weak teaser.
Yeah.
Of a weak plot.
Yeah.
If that's what it is. Did you know that Jesus actually was not born on December 25th?
When did Bob Dylan come in the ring?
He didn't. I am Dan Brown, action man of books. I write action books.
He sounds like one of those computer voices.
I do a little bit, but I am not. I can assure you, Stephen, I write books. I tried to get into radio once, but they said that I was pronouncing some words differently than others and in the wrong places of sentences. So I decided to go into writing books.
Wow. Okay. That's Dan Brown for you.
I haven't gone yet. I believe this was going to be an extensive interview with me, Dan Brown, of book fame.
An interview with Dan Brown?
I believed so.
I don't know why he got told that, to be honest.
Well, I am here now. I flew in from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
Sometimes I say things wrong.
Is that what they call it?
I call it that. It's a myth that it is called Los Angeles. There is an A in the middle.
There's an A in the middle?
Yes.
Surely that's the start of the second word.
Read my next book and you will find out more.
So that's in the book as well.
It may be, it might not.
Los Angeles. Wow.
I cannot confirm or deny or confirm or deny or confirm or deny.
Right, okay, let's skip this now. It was great meeting him. He sounds like a really interesting guy.
I'd like to say the same about you, but I did not enjoy it at all. Goodbye.
And he's gone.
Goodbye, I have not gone yet. I will leave when I want to... He's gone now.
Did you sometimes just cut out like that?
Mid-sentence, yeah.
Wow, he leaves mid-sentence.
Dan Brown there.
He talks like he writes, to be honest.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Well, if I
ever read a Dan Brown book, I'm going to think of it in that voice.
You have to.
I'm going to have to now, aren't I?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, I could just type it into one of those things that reads it to you in a stupid voice.
That'd you could, good. But you don't even know what they're called, so it'll take you ages to find out.
Yeah, it'd be on Google somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that'll yeah, just have a word with Google. Yeah, I want to hear a book. I'll read to me by one of them things, please. Tell me Google, and then...
I bet you it would come up with it pretty soon.
Well, I hope it doesn't, Steve.
Thanks, man. You're really kind.
I'm not. Right, next.
Next.
I'd like to start by saying thank you to everybody who supported us last year in 2013. It was a long year, but a good one. And at the end of the year, everybody does polls, don't they?
It do.
And they say, God, what type of poll do you like? And
yeah, what was the best poll?
Yeah, some people are like, oh, I've got like a garden poll.
Yeah, that's like, one. Fence.
Like a washing poll, like a washing line on it.
Yeah.
That
bit could be one.
Yeah, my favourite poll is Robert Lewandowski, who plays in Germany, but he's Polish. It's my favourite poll.
Is he your favourite?
No, he's not mine, but some people say that.
Oh, right, okay, he's not yours.
My favourite poll would probably be a poll or... Mint.
That's a good one, that.
I like them.
Yeah.
And if you put enough of them together, glued them, you could make an actual pole out of them.
You could actually. Yeah.
And keep chopsticks in the middle.
Yeah.
Individual chopsticks. End though, you get a few in.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So we got a couple of mentions in some of them, which was lovely. So for ourselves as Clue, we were Label of the Year runners-up on In Propaganda.
Wow.
So that was amazing. Thank you very much for that. Runner-up to Philophobia Music. And I'd like to take some recognition and putting those guys up there, because we play their songs every month on this podcast.
Pretty much.
So we're probably doing more for that level than our own.
Yeah.
Although you've not got on this one, so yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, they don't need it anymore. They've got Label of the Year.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we're going for it this year. So yeah, no more.
No more of their songs.
There will be, because
good.
Yeah,
they will be.
So yeah, we couldn't have been beat by a better label. Really love those guys, and it was nice just to be mentioned at all.
Yep.
Also, Nax picked up a couple of bits, so they. They got Gig of the Year from Daily Noted blog, and that was for their album launch, which we put together. So that was nice to be mentioned in that, and that somebody enjoyed it as much as to say that it was their Gig of the Year. 19 got put in the top picks of 2013 by Faded Glamour, so that was amazing. They received Album of the Year from In Propaganda. So that was amazing on that as well. And then Band of the Year from Gig Islands.
Amazing.
Which was particularly brilliant, because on that one it's a girl called Anna who runs that. She's lovely. She's been really nice about the bands before, and she's sort of commutes from Russia to come and see bands in Wakefield, and she saw Narcs in Wakefield, and I think she's now settled in England. But the write-up was all in Russian. So it was class. I put in like a sort of mini translator, and it was just the way it translated, it was insane, but and lovely. So yeah, the guys were chuffed with that. So thank you everybody for supporting us and having nice things to say towards the end of the year. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the backlash.
Yeah,
bring it on. So what more fitting song to play now?
Just play an Axe song.
Yeah, and inspired by our jet setting.
Oh yeah,
friend Anna, who gave that Band of the Year. We're gonna go Coast to Coast.
Oh.
So it's Narcs, that was Coast to Coast. Obviously before the song we mentioned all the accolades, so go and check out the album. You can pick it up from us on clearrecords.bandcamp.com. Go find the band. On Facebook it's Narcs Band, and on Twitter it's Narcs Band, so just put that in and you'll find them.
Go do it, yeah.
They're also at the minute going through a couple of changes, so Joe the guitarist is sort of stepping back from playing live. Still be involved in the band, but he's not going to be playing live with them, so they're looking, there's an opportunity looking for a new guitarist. So if you're listening and you fancy getting involved, drop us a line or drop them a line, and state your case.
Yeah,
basically. I think they're going to try out quite a few people, so if you go for it and you get turned down, don't take it personally. There'll be a couple of people that are getting tried out. It's just basically the person who fits best. But yeah, get in touch anyway and try out, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
And then you get to meet us and hear and get bugged by me very often, far too often, to the point where you don't want to know me anymore. So yeah, do it, man. I'm looking forward to really annoying you. And speaking of changes, as a label, we are looking to grow and get a little bit bigger. So this guy called Tom Roach, who's sort of been involved anyway, he certainly helped us out with money and stuff in the last year, and he's going to be getting a lot more involved with the label. So we're trying to grow a little bit and go bigger and better this year and make it more. Make it more
stuff.
No, just more.
Just more.
Stop. Just make it more.
Done.
Yeah. So let's see what happens there.
Yeah. 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 Tom's a great guy, and you're in a band with Tom, aren't you?
Yeah, I won't. I'm not going to vouch for him being a great guy.
Okay.
But I will vouch for him in
a
band.
A guy.
Yeah. Well, you would. yeah, I was in a band with him. He played guitar. I played guitar and sang. We were called Lassie Braun. And God, we should have made it. We were so close.
Should have happened.
Unbelievable. I can't quite believe that it didn't happen.
It should have happened.
But yeah, that we had some fun. So yeah, he's currently in London, down that way, sort of Cambridge. But he may be coming up to Leeds soon. So, hi Tom.
Hello.
Let's move on to a regular feature.
A regular feature? I like this feature.
So this feature, we just sort of jumped into it last month and we didn't really explain what it is. It's basically Michael Jackson released an autobiography called Moonwalk. I didn't know about it. I found it in a charity shop before I was going away sometime last year. And as I was reading it, I was sort of annotating it and making little notes in the columns and putting my own twist and spin on the events that were unfolding through the pages of Michael Jackson's mind. So we're going to have a couple of clips from the book.
Yeah.
And a couple of my reactions to that.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Let's go.
Got a jingle, let's do it.
Wrote a book about my life, but I didn't want to get in trouble, so I left some things out, especially those my bubbles.
Jermaine, man, that's my hee-hee part. You don't interrupt that with your bass.
So this part is from page 249 of the book Moonwalk, and it's during the Jackson 5's final tour. It was called the Victory Tour, and Michael says that it was originally going to be called the Final Curtain, because we all realised it was going to be the last two we did together, but we decided to put the emphasis on that, so they didn't want to...
Okay, so they didn't want to upset people.
According to him, I reckon the other guys were like, oh man, class, we're going to stay in this forever. So,
the best part of it for me was seeing the children in the audience.
So, yeah. Just,
is that really in
that's the best part there. Yeah? I just said, well, seriously, Michael, never mind fanning the flames, you're pouring petrol on them. So.
Was that using evidence?
I don't believe so. It's public record though, so.
It is. It's out there.
Next, look further in. So.
I remember thinking to myself, what if I were trying to do something that I didn't happen to want reported in the paper?
So this
and,
is.
And that's really.
Yeah, this is when they were talking, they were printing this whole schedule in the paper in Florida.
Right, okay, wow.
I was like, no, I just said, what might that be, Michael?
You've linked two quite key passages there together.
Let's just
haven't you?
See how the third one goes.
Oh, okay, right.
So he's coming towards the end of the Victory Tour.
Yeah.
In the end, I felt I touched a lot of people on the Victory Tour. Not exactly in the way I wanted to,
but I felt that would happen later when I was off on my own.
Really? That is in there.
Oh, I could say that was... Either way you read this, it's not good, Michael. Did anybody proofread the book before it was published?
Wow.
I felt I touched a lot of people on the victory tour. Not exactly in the way I wanted to, but I felt that would happen later when I was off on my own.
Wow. What do you think he's meaning there?
Bold statements. I think...
when he was, you know, what, his solo career was going to...
Touch more people.
Was going to touch more people.
Yeah.
In a lot more ways. In the ways he wanted to.
In the ways he wanted to, in the way he was confident. He decided upon.
Wow. That's three bold statements right there.
Those are building statements. Wow. For a case of him being the king of pop.
Wrote a book about my life, but I didn't want to get in trouble, so I left some things out, especially those pop bubbles.
Jermaine, man, you played a bass wrong again. Get out the pen. Dad, hit him, then fire him, then hit him again, then divorce him as a son, then hit him. Get somebody else.
Thanks for that, Michael.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty big.
That was some big revelations in that start passages there.
Did you see his programme on Channel 5 over Christmas?
No, I didn't.
This Is It.
I didn't.
It's amazing.
Was it?
Well, I've only seen about an hour of it. I am a genuine Michael Jackson fan, by the way, although I read those things and it be quite mocking. But I do, I love Michael Jackson. And yeah, This Is It. It's like, you know what he was doing his last tour?
Oh, is this the film that they put together of the footage?
Well, they were filming them anyway, making a film of it, yeah. So they made it, obviously they had to do it, because he died. But yeah, like, he's properly on it.
Is he?
Unbelievable. Like, you think, oh God, he must have been pilled up, and like, God knows how he was doing it from what he died of, but when you see him, it's like, oh my God.
Does he sound good as well?
A little bit, but he's not singing properly because it's only rehearsals.
But
he says it a lot, he's like doing, he doesn't sound bad.
But he's got the moves.
Oh man, he's got all of the moves.
Really?
He invented the moves and he's still reinventing them.
Amazing. Wow.
Yeah, so that is worth checking out.
I've
got it taped. And also, one night this week, I think it could be on a Tuesday, Channel 5 again, this time going more down the Channel 5 route of Michael Jackson, The Autopsy.
What?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, The Autopsy.
The Autopsy.
Right.
I don't know, I'm taping that as well, and it's what on earth they are doing.
What
with that.
On earth, okay.
But yeah, it sounds like they're just going to try and reconstruct his final days and work out what happened. They're not actually going to do an autopsy on him, because Channel 5 don't need to do that. They'll just make some stuff up.
Possibly,
yeah. I don't wanna,
they might not.
I don't want to insult anybody who works Channel 5. I like Channel 5 too, I like everything. Ask me about it.
You just love everything.
So yeah, get that watched. I'm definitely going to watch it. So
sounds like essential viewing.
It is
to me.
Other essential viewing. We've played Forever Cult. We've played Narcs. We've not played Alls and Drugs because hopefully we'll have a new song from them. They recorded a song called Lucky You last week. And the demo version I heard a while ago is amazing. So I've not heard the new version they've done yet. But they've also, Jamal from the band who plays bass has recorded and edited a video for the B-side of My Cat, the double A-side of My Cat. And it's class.
Yeah, it's really good.
Like, bright colours, hypnotic, sort of all over the place. It's amazing. So if you haven't seen that, go and see it.
Yeah.
Find it on YouTube.
That's the one.
That's what it is, isn't it? All them crazy kids on the YouTube.
All the crazy kids are on there.
So yeah, it's on. I think it's on Alls and Drugs channel. We favourite it as well. So just type in like, Alls and Drugs Fruit, and it should come up. But yeah, it's definitely worth a watch.
No, it is. It's like a really good video.
It's like looking into a kaleidoscope.
It is at times. Yeah, it's brilliant. It's really well done.
So. For now, we've got a couple of minutes before we need to introduce our last track.
Yeah.
And this track is by good friends of Oz and Drugs. They played many a gig together. In and around Castleford, and also a few in Leeds. The band are Treason Kings. So this track that's coming up shortly is called Mother. And basically it's sort of rocky, riffy, and I believe it's also on a religious tip, the lyrically.
Right.
So yeah, especially the last line when they leave it hanging, the last line. So right. Yeah, have a
listen out for that.
See what you think the last word is when you hear it.
Right.
But yeah, it's been quite a religious show, hasn't it?
Hasn't it? We've had a fair bit of religion in this show.
Yeah, which is a strange one.
We've learnt some facts.
Yeah.
Or theories.
Theories, facts.
Facts, whichever way you look at it.
Facts or theories.
That's it. And so we should probably do Treason Kings links and then say bye to everyone.
Do
really,
them, Steve, do them.
So Treason Kings, you can find them. They've got their own website, which is treasonkings.com. But you can also find them on Facebook, which is facebook.com/treasonkings. So that's it, really.
Yeah, go and check them out. I haven't seen him live yet, although I suppose Harry Hughes, who plays in the band, and he seems like a really cool guy. He knows and drugs can't say good enough things about them live. So it's worth going and checking them out. I think they're playing at a 360 at the library soon. I may be mistaken, but I'm certain they are. Or they might have just done it. I know they've put a load of videos up from the last performance there. So that'll be worth checking out.
Have a look, and thanks very much for listening, everyone.
Yeah, go find them. Check us out, Clue Records, everywhere online. And we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Shine, pull the tide and grind.